I had a personal shift that took place in my life in 94 and determined at that point that after 7 years in New York, I was either going to commit and buy an apartment and stay there, or I was going to come back to Utah. And I determined then to come back to Utah. Mm-hmm. Before I finished my degree, before I had written my thesis at Hunter College in art history, and when I came back in 94, I reconnected with friends of mine here who were artists, who were in the art world, who were art librarians at the city library where I used mm-hmm. to work, who said, wow, you're back. Do you know that Spiral Jetty came back out of the water? Do you know how cool this is? And people started showing me these pictures. And that then turned into my master's thesis topic for Hunter College in New York City. And I'll never forget Bill Agee, who was my thesis advisor, when I said to him, I want to talk about Great Salt Lake. I want to talk about the Spiral Jetty because it's come back out of the water again. And he said, and he's, I have the greatest respect for Bill, who he said, it's a dead work of art. You can't write about a work of art that's been underwater, that's gone. So that consciousness of Spiral Jetty was very interesting to me. And then I showed him the pictures from 93, wherein it had, after 20 years, come back. The lake had gone down enough to reemerge. So my thesis, he gave me the green light. I had the go-ahead, and the title of it ended up being An Intermittent Illusion, Local Reaction to Robert Smithson's Spiral Jetty. It was about regionally, how were people responding to this work, that there wasn't a lot of local reaction or consciousness at all in 1970. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of documentation internationally about how people saw the work and how they visited it as it was being constructed. But looking at that local angle, interviewing Bob Phillips, who was the construction foreman on the job from the firm who got the contract to build the jetty, getting to know him and looking at it from this angle of, yes, iconic work of art, absolutely. Internationally, we are famous because of this. But the local component, because of where it is and where it's based, I've never stopped studying that.
And how did you capture that local reaction? What kind of sources did you use? Did you talk to people who, obviously people were involved in the construction of Spiral Jetty, but others who, I mean, what kind of community reaction was there at all?
Well, it was community reaction in the 90s. And so it was fascinating then, after this 20-year lull of not seeing the work and thus having no information really about it. And that is fascinating to me because I think we look at Spiral Jetty differently now. I think there is finally that consciousness, if it's visible or not, it's important.
Sort of like this
there.
Breathing in, breathing out. It's up, it's down, it's up. Is a Spiral Jetty out now?
Exactly. Yeah. And if it's not there, it's okay to take the trip out there anyway because it's about experience and having that visceral experience on one's own. So in the 90s, the people I interviewed were artists. Kathleen Kirikaburu, who I used to work with at the City Library downtown, was one of those artists. And so I have a photograph that she took in 93 of, I believe it was a photograph actually taken maybe of her standing on Spiral Jetty. It's gorgeous, a beautiful sunset photograph. Interviewed her, interviewed David Badley, who had done a work called Entropy, wherein, and he's a photographer and I work with him at Westminster College. Mm-hmm. He stood on the Spiral Jetty, photographed himself picking up a rock, and again, this is 93, picking up a rock and throwing it in the water. That let's bring that human element back in to the environment. Mm-hmm. Rick, I'm not going to remember his last name right now, but I do have it in notes, was the chief ranger at Golden Spike National Historic Site. I talked to him a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I interviewed him, Bob Phillips, I interviewed Nancy Holt. Right. That was my introduction then in getting to know her. I interviewed, there were some other people, some other artists, Wayne Chubin was one who had done a work on Spiral Jetty, and he had done it in a format wherein he took multiple photographs and then cut them and put them together almost as a grid. So it was this beautiful quilted pattern of different colors. You were still getting the scene of the Spiral Jetty and the landscape, but through this sort of quilted pattern. And then there's Barbara Nash, who is at the University of Utah. She's a biologist at the University of Utah, and she's had an interest in Spiral Jetty going back as at least as long as me. So she was the first one to put a photograph of the Spiral Jetty on the internet. Hmm. And so I interviewed her. And so I developed then in the 90s.
Is her scientific work related to the lake and its ecosystem, or is it just interest?
It's not, but she just has had this deep interest in the Spiral Jetty for a very long time. And so that was the kernel of what my thesis ended up being. Another person who I interviewed was Bob Bliss. Robert Bliss was the chair of the architecture department at the University of Utah. So when Spiral Jetty was being created, Bob Smithson and Nancy Holt got to know Bob Bliss and Anna Campbell Bliss. And so the four of them got to know each other. And through that relationship then, Bob Bliss invited Bob Smithson to be a visiting professor at the University of Utah. So there is a history of Robert Smithson being here at the University of Utah. He gave a lecture that was called Hotel Palenque. That's actually very, very famous because the University of Utah is the only place where that lecture was given. And then he ends up dying in that freak plane accident. But I did interview Bob Bliss for my thesis, and it was great to have his perspective because everybody then, of course, as you're interviewing, brings their own perception, their own experience, what they had. And so there were a lot of different facets that then went into what this local reaction ended up being. And then I assumed that when someone was done with the thesis, that you moved on. And it seems that I've never moved on because the connections that have been made from that process were substantial. And I really credit Nancy Holt for a lot of it. Within a couple years, I submitted that. It was accepted in 96. Within a couple years, I was acquainted and started working with the Center for Land Use Interpretation in Los Angeles and was able to go to LA and give a lecture about Spiral Jetty. Through that, then it's been this ripple effect. I've always kept in touch with Bob Phillips. And further research then has led me to considering the interest that Robert Smithson had in creating the Spiral Jetty and taking a bigger, more holistic worldview, which is what he did and he was brilliant at. The Spiral Jetty could be considered to be rocks moved to be a spiral in the lake. I look at it much differently than that. He uses the lake as his palette. This is his artistic palette.